I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1941. That was the day that the generators began to operate at one of the most massive construction projects ever built, the Grand Coulee Dam. The dam generates hydropower from the Columbia River in Washington State. The completed structure is the largest concrete dam in the world. It's 550 feet tall at its highest point, and only 57 feet shy of being a mile wide. The dam is a massive 450 feet thick at its base, tapering to 30 feet at the top. It contains nearly three times the concrete of the famed Hoover Dam. 8,000 people attended the opening ceremony. They were led in a parade by the Grand Coulee High School Marching Band. But not everyone celebrated the dam. The project submerged fishing sites and burial grounds sacred to Native Americans. One area it submerged was Kettle Falls, a place where Native Americans are thought to have fished for 7,000 years. The project also took its toll on its workers. 77 men died while building the dam. One was Gerald Cobble, a 32-year-old worker who was struck and killed by a heavy steel bucket. During the tough times of the Great Depression, men had flocked to Washington in hopes of landing a job. Thousands found work on the project. The workers labored by shifts around the clock to construct the massive foundation. The Coulee Dam became known as the biggest thing on earth and inspired this song by Woody Guthrie.
Well, the world has seven wonders.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
Gardens and towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's that King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam.